Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Are you hiding? Does your soul show? Can I see you when the wind does not blow? As change inevitably moves through your life, are you willing to grow? The heart knows. The heart shows. The heart bestows. And the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to be. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have freedom of expression in all of our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know the truth when it is spoken? It rings true in your church from within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their function very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it is easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are. Thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. Close your eyes and you will see clearly. Close them and listen and you will hear truth. Trust to be silent and you will feel your heart sing. Seek no contact and you will find union. Just be still and flow with the tide of spirit. Be gentle and you will find strength. Be patient and you will receive wisdom. Trusting the will of God is the sole source of our freedom. Freedom from what I am makes me more. Like those magnificent birds I saw, creating for myself an open door that I may receive so much more. To be the embodiment, I am sure, will open the way of what is in store for me to explore. Allow the God in you to create through you. The more creative you become, the more godlike you become.
row, row, row your boat gently down the street. Mary, yeah. Mary, 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 wife of golden dream. Mary, that's daddy. Mary, Mary, daddy. Mary, Mary.
Welcome again to this wonderful play experience. Thank you for returning to the playground of life. They call me Ombasa Sofira, who I am. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, all joy, all love. At the top you heard my good friend, George Skirillis, always bringing us, always guiding us in with pure imagination. You can find his wonderful music at evzonemusic.com. Followed by a medley of some of my pieces. I guess I'm getting into myself a little bit more here lately. Soul Journey to Truth, CD. And of course, you know who, Dalila Nkari, always rowing me in on the boat every week. I just love them. And before them, it was Plunky. Plunky with Forever in a Moment, one of my favorite pieces. And I just love, 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 love this playground, this work, this sharing of love and empowerment around this globe, this playground. Such a beautiful thing. How the orchestration of the Creator, God, is so masterful. The universe is so mighty, so magnificent. And how we are all in syncopation, whether we know it or not, you know. All the players are set up to be just right in time and right in tune with universal order. Not showing up a minute too soon and not a minute too late. Because for all we are and all we do and all we set forth to be in life, our Creator, our God, our universe, the mightiness, it reigns supreme. The question comes up for me. It's been coming up for me. It's very interesting, you know. Grew up in the church. Both my parents were ministers. And the question comes up for me, what must I do to be saved? You know, I know you probably heard that before. What must we do to be saved, I ask you. Let me toss that over there. You know, I know there's many, many answers. I'm sure there are as many answers that people have. Well, all you have to do is this and that. You know, we always talk here on the playground about knowing who we are and whose we are. Now, I just am feeling to share a little bit about that today, you know. One thing we do know is that we are light shining in dark places. We are energy. Everything is energy. Ever-expanding energy. Ever-emerging energy. Energy without limitations. And the limitations that we see are only figments of our imagination. George brought us pure imagination, talking about that childlike, that godlike, pure imagination. Imagination that's infused with power, the power of love, the childlike, the surrender, the sweet surrender of the child to that fertile imagination. You know? It's time to allow for your truth
to rise up to your connection to all that is, the everything, the isness, the allness of life, this universe, to experience the truth that already exists for you, you know? Us.
Yeah, I'm talking first, second, third person. You know how it is. Yeah?
Just flowing and going. We're all here. We're all guided right here to this moment on the playground from a place of great truth, you know? A space that the highest part of us, the larger part of us, wants us to be awakened to, you know? Not from a mundane place of problem creating. We've done that so perfect, so perfectly well, right? Boy, do we have that one down pat, you know? So not, you know, not from a place of problem creating, not from a place of separateness, which actually doesn't truly exist because we're all one. We are all one. Let's take this time, this moment, just because we can, to focus instead on a place of truly living a new reality of non-duality. It's so prevalent in this world right now, this playground where we live. Let's focus a bit on an understanding that the world at this point has been placed in the confinement, structures, limitations, confinement of boundaries. You can't go here, you can't do this, you can't be here, you can't. It's all false. It's just false truths. It's all created by false truths. Of lack of understanding who we really are in reality. So, what lies beneath our skin? Anybody raise a hand? What lies beneath our skin? Who's doing the listening right now here in this red hot moment? Who's observing this process that we're going through right here? Who is the you that is here? Present, present. See, right now, right here, on this playground, you are released from, removed from what is expected from you. You can just sit right here and experience who you truly are. Are you with me? I'm here. Present, present, all of that good stuff. So from a very natural, open, and expanded state. Emerging into a state of understanding your powerful truth and your oneness above and beyond any other influence that you might find for yourself on this playground. We've done this so well. Yeah? Finding other things outside of ourselves. Right here, right now, your powerfulness can be explored with complete awareness. Are you with me? This is awareness that has no boundaries. Because right now, it's just not about, I'm just going to try to make myself feel good, or dealing with something, whatever somebody else is saying that makes them feel good or not, or even if they're just laying down some, whatever it is, just nothing outside of yourself. You got it? Yeah. This is all about you. It's about you and your process of becoming the most masterful life artist that you were born to be. An understanding will come through you from a new awareness that's now tuned in to understand. Living. I mean, truly living. From your soul's mission here on earth. It's the only way to go. Because it's living from an authentic place. And in this space, you can understand that you really are the source of everything. Sit with it. Just breathe, okay? It's okay. It's okay. I'm just speaking to you right there, right there. Yes. You are the source of everything. It brings tears to my eyes because it's so real. That is reality. Sit with it. Be with it. You can understand now that you are the source of everything. Your thoughts and your actions. Everything that you think and what you do and have done are the direct result of how connected you are to this particular understanding. Yeah? Because when we're not connected to understand how we create our reality, we are not connected to the power in our lives. Our power has been given away. It's been ignored. It's been forgotten. It's time to be restored. Call the electric company, people. The electric magnetic. Yes, indeed. It's time for the power to be restored. For us to passionately love and appreciate who we are and whose we are. It's time to look at a new way to process our lives and our experiences. Okay, we're talking about direction, a new direction. I feel like we're going to stop and take a break. We're going to make it as quickly as we can. And we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Playground of Life. They call me Ombasa Sofira, and you know the drill. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all love. As promised, we decided not to take too long of a break. Because we don't want you to forget how connected you really are. Because when we are not connected, we can't possibly create our reality the way we need to. We're not connected in the powerful way that we need to be connected. So we were at the point before the break of connection, of reconnection, of restoration. We were at the point of processing our lives in a different way, in a new way, for a new blueprint. We're redirecting the energy because how we operate is so important. And it really matters how centered you are in truly knowing that you have and you are the power center within you. And that you are a part of everything that exists. Therefore, you are everything. And it's a time to cease allowing such false realities as boundaries, that word, separateness, and all the other illusions. Just allowing all of that now, right now, to drop away. You are the creator in your reality. We create through our thoughts. It's not what you eat, people. You're not creating through what you eat. You're not creating through where you go and who you frequent with. We create through our thoughts. You do know this. You know this at a deep level, at a very deep level. The larger part of you knows this. It's a deep knowing. That at times you've given your energy and power to sources and places and spaces and people and many realities outside of who you truly are. And now, expending your energy through the thoughts that create things. Because the universe does not discriminate. You are given exactly what your awareness is in alignment with. How you think returns to you. I know you know this. You know this. It's all about what way you are utilizing your thought processes. How are you using them today? What is your intention and your deliberateness in your movement? Allow yourself right now this particular awareness of how you are thinking in this world, how you are thinking your world into existence each moment, and how the results and the experiences are reflecting or reflective of the thoughts that you were keeping. Think about right now where you place your power. What most do you place your power with? Take a moment. Take a moment on how you place your thoughts and your energy. And then think about how the universe delivers to you. What is delivered? Think about a situation of recent. Take it a moment to do this. It gives way to a better understanding of how we create with our thoughts. A place and a space of true understanding. Of how our powerfulness comes in just by understanding what happens in each situation after your thoughts have created, and seeing, just watching what was the result of that situation. It's a beautiful thing just to take the moment with yourself, just really doing that. I'm just gonna give a moment just for that. What comes for you when you reflect this way? When you really take a moment to gift that to yourself, because that's what you're doing. You're gifting that to yourself, the opportunity to see how you create. There's no way out, okay? This is it. There's no way out. This is the time that you have to recreate a new blueprint for your being the most powerful life artist that you came to be. Understanding everything about you and what you are creating, that's your power. That's bigger and better than anything else. About what you truly stand for and what it is you really want to do right here on this playground. You see, you can't be powerless when you become fully aware and operate from these simple truths. It's simple stuff. This is simple. It's not complicated. You cannot be powerless when you are fully aware. It just can't hold the same space. No one and no thing can have that influence over you, not unless you want it. No one or no thing can gain any power over you now. There is a powerful life force within you that you can feel right now. It's the larger part. It's the bigger part. You've allowed it. You've recognized it. You've taken a moment to recognize it. And it cannot be taken away, and it cannot be destroyed. It cannot disappear. It's there. You're stuck with it. Yes. For this, you can now become fully aware, give your full attention to it. It's real. Of how powerful you are as a soul occupying a physical body. Of how powerful you are as a soul occupying the physical body. All of us are just an awareness away, as this connection with the universe is always so present, ever-present, present, and plentiful and bountiful and abundant. Just take your time and just accept that you are a major part of all that is. And with this rich and plentiful energy, it just creates another fuller energy of awareness
Your soul's experience in this physical reality can only come from that place of powerfulness, understanding that no fears, no worry, or any other such energy which would tend to hinder you or create that, what is it, false truth for you, you know, to be a less than powerful than you are a person, that's only an illusion. And nobody, no longer, no one, no thing has any influence over you. I can't say that enough. I really can't. Because your decision to allow this part that you're feeling right now to expand, to emerge, to grow, to continue to expand, emerge, and grow, and move forward in this physicality, powerful in who you truly are. Yes, you are indeed a powerful spirit with a soul's mission that you will complete. Continue. You will continue. That's better. That's the word. You will continue. Yes, indeed. Your awareness with this process has given you complete and new understanding as you keep walking and talking your new truth as a powerful life artist. Who am I? I am you. Who will you be? Will you be me? Yes, indeed. Be always ready to remind yourself. Just remind yourself. Give yourself a little nudge of who you are. Just in case you forget. You know, we all forget sometimes. But we have to be our own power center, our own light center. And when we are, we will see the others of us becoming more. And yes, giving us a nudge with the reflection that they are showing us. It's all good, and it's all God, and it's all love. It's all you. It's all us. We are one. And for this, I truly give thanks. Thank you for joining me on the Play Experience today. I am actually going to take this out with one of my favorite journeys, The Relationship. If you haven't heard it, sit back and enjoy. If you have heard it, just sit back and enjoy. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to leave you in this moment. And I trust to see you right here on the playground next week with bells on. I sure will be. Thank you. With big hugs, with big love, and with big commitment to compassion and joy and honor and truth and wisdom. See you next week. Mbasa out. The ship has arrived. Your ship of light. Your ship of abundance. This is a ship long awaited, a ship of understanding.
If this is indeed your ship, will you take the step? Aboard. Will you climb to your next level of consciousness? The ship is waiting. The ship is waiting. And as you prepare your steps of enlightenment, know that this is a deserved and well-awaited for moment in your life. Open your mind's eye so that you may see. Clear your inner ear so that you may hear the call. The call for all to board who are ready. Ready to take the steps into a new lifetime. Of understanding. Your guide for this trip, you've known many lifetimes. He stands at the top of the plank, awaiting your arrival. This guide has always been there. At birth, through all the stages in your life, up to this moment. He asked you these questions. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you willing to make the commitment to live what you believe? Will you make the commitment to be all that you are? Are you willing to do all that you can to make the world all it has to be for survival of many? Will you do your part? As you walk the plank, accept now your role on this ship. Over the side, throw your fears, splash into the water, cause pain and blame, guilt and shame, anger, jealousy, possessiveness, control. As we step aboard, we embrace our guides and we thank them for years and eons of love and light they have surrounded us with. And through their great efforts and their true love of the One Most High, they have sustained us and enlightened us on our path so that we may be who we are today, circle them with love and allow your transformation to move you within to the success in your life. In this moment, remember all of the glimpses of success, all of the glimpses of success that have been seen through your eyes in your lifetime. It's all here on this ship. You are, in fact, This is your ship. There are many like you here, honoring you for making the right choice. And as you stabilize in your new environment, bask in the light of love. Bask in the light of transformation, change, and growth. And most of all, each direction and season, you bring us a reason to claim this existence without confusion and resistance. With the challenges will flow, with grace will show, that faith will bring us through to all we must do. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.